Senior Israeli official says several countries interested in accepting Gazans under Trump-backed initiative. By Joshua Klein on April 6, 2025. Multiple countries are now expressing interest in accepting Palestinian emigrants from Gaza, according to a senior Israeli official who said serious progress is underway in implementing President Donald Trump's relocation initiative. Speaking Friday in Budapest during Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's diplomatic visit to Hungary, a senior Israeli official confirmed for the first time that Jerusalem is in active negotiations with several nations willing to absorb Gaza residents after Israel defeats Hamas. They want something in return, not necessarily money, but also strategic matters, the official said. The plan, part of President Trump's Middle East policy, aims to provide voluntary emigration pathways for Palestinians in Gaza as part of a broader regional realignment. We want to free the hostages and eliminate Hamas. And then there is a possibility for wide-scale emigration, the official said, citing internal Israeli assessments that a majority of Gazans are willing to leave the coastal enclave. The official stressed that Israel will not compel residents to leave, and that the effort is focused on those who choose to depart. The initiative is central to President Trump's post-Hamas vision for Gaza, which seeks to remove Iran-backed terror groups, free hostages, and replace failed Palestinian leadership. Arab states, including Egypt, Jordan, and Gulf nations, have so far rejected formal participation. Gaza is in ruins, because of Hamas, not because of us, the official said, pushing back on international criticism of Israel's military campaign. Friday's briefing marks a shift, with an Israeli official for the first time publicly stating that some nations are showing willingness to participate, contingent on strategic arrangements. The matter comes as Israel remains locked in conflict with Hamas following the October 7, 2023, massacre, the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, which saw thousands of terrorists burst into Israel and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while going door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. In February, President Trump unveiled his vision for Gaza during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His plan calls for resettling Gaza's population and rebuilding the strip into a thriving economic hub, marking a significant shift in U.S. policy and setting the stage for a bold new strategy in the Middle East. Israel has since announced a new department to oversee the voluntary relocation of Gaza residents to third countries, a move ordered by Defense Minister Israel Katz. The plan aligns with Trump's approach, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies. I welcome President Trump's bold initiative, Katz stated, calling it an opportunity for Gaza residents to seek a better future while ensuring Israel's security. According to a recent report from the Jerusalem Post, Israel plans to use its renewed ground offensive to advance the migration plan from Gaza, as Hamas remains unwilling to compromise in hostage talks. Breitbart News previously reported that President Trump's plan to rebuild Gaza by resettling its citizens has significant support among many Gazans and is the only solution for struggling civilians, according to the Center for Peace Communications, which is fighting for Gazans to be given a chance to leave the war-torn enclave to find a better life for themselves and their families before it's too late. The growing movement of Gazans speaking out comes as critics and mainstream media label President Trump's plan unethical, while overlooking the real humanitarian crisis, Gazans who want to leave but remain trapped under Hamas rule. For U.S. interests, a potential outflow from Gaza could ease military tensions, reduce the influence of Hamas, and shift the regional burden of humanitarian care to wealthier Arab states and Western allies. It may also open new avenues for cooperation with Israel, Egypt, and the Gulf states on long-term stabilization. With polls showing more than half of Gazans expressing a desire to leave, President Trump's renewed vision for Gaza entailing voluntary resettlement and economic revival appears to be gaining traction. Israel's assertion that countries are now engaging with it adds a new layer of credibility to a strategy that could significantly alter the region's post-conflict dynamics. As President Trump's administration works to revive regional deterrence, Israeli leadership appears more aligned with Washington's strategic goals than at any point in recent years. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.